Moving to Rashi in the bottom, when Rashi explains Tutzal the more late, Rashi explains Tutzal the Rabbi Shaila, where the edge of the altar is. The more Shaila back to Shaila, the Kerem Damino and Adil Matal the Regal. So it was a difficult Rashi. Yes, we only saw half of it. And Rashi says the Kerem Damino on. Rashi says if you keep the parentheses in, Hello, Mishunahu, Chatzin Ezekhu, Mishalim Kikarim. Therefore, Mikarim the Minallah, I will say, Yesh Hadda. Excuse me? You're telling me what I should be saying, Sharon?
No, somebody
did. So, Rashi says, at first glance, Rashi would seem to be going like the Lishna Kama that we're talking about Mishunah. Meaning we're talking about Shani Biyai. We're talking about Shani Biyai. So then the question was, why does Rashi need Chatzinezek? It's the Kerem of the Minola because it's Shani. Because it's Mishana. The Gemara is a Shari. The Adol Shari is an Adol Shari. If you're talking about Mishana, yeah, then you don't have to bring the fact that it's Chatzinezek. In the initial Kama of Rashi, yeah, the side that we say is Hadar is because it's Mishana. The Kerem of the Minola because it's Mishana. What do you need Chatzinezek for? That was the question we asked in Rashi. And that's why it would be nice to take out the words Mishunah. And then we'll say it's not talking about Mishunah, it's talking about Orche, the second Lashon of Rashi. As the Hemshech of the Rashi is Mashma. If it's talking about Mishunah, then it's very difficult. And to take it out is really not a great idea, because Ma'aseh Zeruah says exactly the same thing, quotes the whole Rashi verbatim, and he doesn't take it out. Now, let's go read it on Vayit. What's the other side of Rashi? Dilma Mekara, the Avda, the Orche told the Regal, he, the Orche, who is Ezek and Batsa, if Allah is Chatzin Ezek, who is Misham, Hukach, Zuyadasa, Vein La, Hadar Cheres. This Rashi, when Rashi explained the other side, Dilma told the Karen, Rashi is explaining why is it tell the Karen? I don't make her ki avda ki orche. When he did it one time, ki orche told the Karen, told the regali. So I told the regal. Orche, azek amatze. Filo chatzin ezek. So meila. Now that it hilkazu adasa. Meila da cheres. Therefore, he does it three times. It's not going to make a difference. This Rashi sounds like he's going in the Lishna Basra. What's Lishna Basra, Rashi? Let's go back to Lishna Basra. Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, El B'diayid B'tzroiras T'urchayu Robis Ol Shail of Yesh Hadol B'tzroiras is Lagabe where was Yayid where it's Orche Plus a Zimni Bapligar Plus a Savar Yesh Hadol B'tzroiras B'shar Chatzin Nezek Sheboyin Alidei Hadol B'chal Nezek Shalom Anami shetchilase chatzin nezek ki yayit los ezim ni mishal nezek shalom umigufa yatzat tamas so again talking about hadar when it's orche and then the only time you pay nezek shalom is because it did it three times and the side of hadar is it goes from anything. Anything that's chatzin nezek that does it three times, it should be, is it tzad, it should be nezek shalom. That's the shaila. That's the machlekes. That's the shaila. That's the machlekes. And it's megufay. Why is it megufay? Only it's atamas. Kach shemati v'iker. I will call shali. Give me a kara avorche. If you like chatzin nezek shalom, mal chatzin, mal meizim. Rashi is not so excited about the second shot. As Rashi says, what's the tzad to say that you should pay Nezek Shalom? Hare is Rashi understanding. What Hadar does is makes it like by Red or by Karen. Hadar it makes it that it's Orche. It was Mishuna. It takes away the Mishuna. That's why it pays that Shalom. But something that was Orche Mitchila. One second. Something that was Orche Mitchila. Because Ma'aseh Rashi. He has a question on it. He has a question, but he has a bigger question than on the other pshat, or whatever. He likes the pshat. He likes the pshat. Maybe all the misvara. If it's shoshani b'yayin, it's pashut based as a shalom. Maybe Rashi holds that. Maybe Rashi holds misvara that like Rashi holds by shame. There's no Karen. There's no tzaras by Karen. Okay? That's why it's pashut that it's. That's Nezik Shalom. No din tzaras by Karen. So he has a problem. He's got a problem. What was the happening? It doesn't mean that he shlugs it up. Because that's what you see in the next Rashi. He works with that pshat. Again, it's not like he, like, you know, rejected it. So therefore, that's the shalot in the second Lasha. Yes, again. So the Rashi on the bottom, Rashi in the Ikar Shaila of Rabba, so Rashi explains, so what does the words mean? Idil Matolda the Regel, what does that mean? Says Rashi. Idil Matolda Regel, Meikara, the Avaki Orcha told the Regel. When he did it the first time, it was told the Regel, the Ainu, the Orchehu, the Zegamatsi, Afilachi Chatzi Nezek, who the Mishalemes, Hilkoch Zui Adasa. Right? So Rashi learning the tzad of the Gemara that it's told that it doesn't become Nezek Shalom and Adol Tzrayrus is because Adol is not moist of anything like Gufis Kasha, right? So the problem is again Rashi in the bottom Manufshach, what's talking about? We don't want Mishonah, we're talking about Orche. Which Lash is Rashi going in? And Rashi explains the Karim and the Minullah, he says, Toma Mishona. So it sounds like we're talking about that it's Karen, and that's the side that Yeshadah, because it's Karen. And then he's the other side, Dilma told the Karen, Rashi explains to me that it's Orche. So what's going on? In Nebei, Rashi, you know, the one side of Gemara is Rashi explaining the first of Lishan Kama. The second side of Gemara is explaining the Lishan Basra. What's going on with Rashi? Rashi makes no sense. Therefore, some would maybe like to take out the words Mishana, but it's not. But the way they say it, it's not possible that the Marshal took out those words. And anyway, there was a rule, right? There was a rule. You can't play these games. You can't dip maduras. So there was a rule. Just quotes it straight up. He quotes the whole Rashi verbatim. So obviously, he understood that these two Rashis are going working together.
Why is there a rule like more right than one? When he quotes Rashi?
What?
Why is the Arzurul more for Raya? His Lashon is more for
Raya? Because the Arzurul wasn't a fool. Okay?
But neither
was Rashi. What? If we say there's different Maduras over, got mixed in. You say things got mixed in. Anyway, we're saying maybe there's different things going on over. Different Maduras got mixed in. But the Arzurul, the Rishon, is quoting Rashi. It has to make sense what he's quoting. Okay? The same mistake he had gotten over there? No, he's quoting Rashi. Mechtei is the same mistake. What? The guy went around messing up all. He went around looking wherever Rashi was quoting and then he messed it up also.
No, where did Azrul get the.
But Azrul is not stupid.
I'm not implying he is.
Okay, so if Azrul is quoting Rashi, then he understood it. Okay. He wouldn't quote something that makes absolutely no sense and just move on. He was asking him, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So obviously it makes sense to him. Okay, now, so the Ma'aseh of the Shita, the Shem the Rosh, ask the kasha. Pirush Rashi, Hoyel Mishuna v'chatzin nezikud mishalim ki Karen, Oydilma told the regalu the orchehu v'zegematz etc. Ain loshin zem yoshev. He says the kamer Hoyel Mishuna u'basar hachi kamer told the regalu. So make it be mine. Is the Mishuna or is told the regal? The orchehu v'zegematz. So in other words, which loshin are you going in? Are you going in the Yesh Dal Tzarei is talking about this Mishona? Are you going Yesh Dal Tzarei by that Zorche? Make it be mine. So the Shita asks the Kasha, the Rosh, Rosh asks Kasha, the Rosh, it makes no sense. That Rosh, the Bana, makes no sense. The Efsher, this is difficult, yeah, but that's what he says, Pshat, the Efsher, Tzarei Leim, a Mishona hu, Ledin Zeh, Shem Mishal Mechatzi Nezek. So it doesn't mean Mishona. It doesn't mean it's Mishona, the Hainu, it's Karen. Shani, it's not Shani Biayid, but it means, I mean, you know, that's like a bad choice of words, you know, in the Sugya, when we're handling, you know, Mishunah, Shoni V'yai, not Shoni V'yai, to say, oh, Mishunah, it's strange, yeah? That pays Chatzi Nezek. Like, that's like, you know, misleading at best, right? But that's what the Rosh is willing to do to explain the Rashi. So, whatever, for lack of better pshat, we'll just have to go along with it. But that's the difficulty in that Rashi. Akpanim, bottom line in Rashi, we have two pshatim in the sugya. One pshat is that it's shani, okay? It's shani b'yayin. The child is, do we say it's Karen? And therefore there's no tzaris by Karen? Or do we say it's told the regel? And the way we learned up in Rashi, and Reb Leib is back in Rashi, doesn't mean that other side is not that it's regel, like Rashi and the Rif said. The other side is that it can't be more common than regel. That's the first lashon Rashi. The second lashon Rashi is talking about its Urchei. And the Tutsa Demar, do we say it's in this Chatzi Nezek? So it's like Karen and the Hadok can go from Chatzi Nezek to Shalom. Or do we say, no, it's regel, as Rashi explains, or it's already Hainu Hadas, Rashi said. Hainu Hadas, it's ready where he has Hadok. And therefore, it can't go up. Now, in the Rabban Peretz, is it having the sheet there, or is it just in the back? Is it having Rabban Peretz in the sheet?
Is Rabban Peretz in the cup?
Is Rabban Peretz
here?
Yeah. I know, but the back of the model is a little long. Is Rabban Peretz here? The parrot over here, when he learns the Gemara Shaila, Dilma Tol Derega, trying to understand what does it mean, Dilma Tol Derega? Right? Dilma Tol Derega. So, he says like this, Tol Derega. So, it's interesting, because first he wanted to say, Chorachi Perushai. Mechivin Tol Derega, Im Kain, Ein Hadol Etzreiris, Kamashi Ando Beregel. Said he learns with Gemara saying Rav Asad Adimah Tol Deregel. He wanted to learn. What do you mean Tol Deregel? Kivin the Tol Deregel. He im kain in a dollar tzaris. Kamaish in a dollar regel. This is why regel is no ida. Regular regel. So if tzaris is Tol Deregel, there's also no ida. Stop. In other words, because there's no parish of ida by regel. No parish of ida by regel. In a mele there's no parish of ida by tzaris, which is a Tol Deregel. Which is different than the two pshatim we said till now. You understand? Because the two pshatim we said till now, the Lishna Basra is because the Hadah is not doing anything, that's the Svara. Svara Miuchad in Hadah. Hadah is not doing anything different, there's no Hadah, Baruch Hay. And the pshat was saying, in the way we came out in Rashi, not Rashi the Rif, yeah, is that it can't be more chomer than regel. He's saying, which is more like Rashi on the Rif, that it's called the regel. That's why it's no ada. The kasha, the mi dami, the regel, bad ain't ada. Visha pamashani, yesh begel, nezik shalom. Same nezik shalom, like lo neymar. So what kind of svara says by regel? Oh, it's all the regel. By regel is no ada. Over here also no ada. What do you mean? By regel is nezik shalom. That's why it's no ada. Where are you going to go? Pay double? We from nezik shalom, there's nowhere to go. But she ain't going to be chatzi nezik. They have the shmiyesh ada. The shmiyesh ada. Yeah? That's interesting in my parrots. Like, where Rashi is like very bothered that, he's going to say it's by Orchei also. Rashi is very bothered by Orchei. Yeah, what shayach hadah b'chal, right? But Peretz is not bothered by that. Batsim Tais also not bothered by that. Tais at the end says, well, this is the Rashi. Tais Ben learns the Tumar Orchei. This is the Mashi Peretz Kunch. The boy Yehudah Shayach looking by Orchei. He's saying, this is sad. That Yesh Adah Ba'orche, because it goes M'chati Nezik Nezik Shalim, Teres wasn't bothered by it. Even though Masvara would say, like Rashi, I think that it's not Adah. Teres, like, Adah is not to make the animal mu'it, that's it. To make the animal, to make an Orche B'chal. Adah is that, there's a Kosov. Adah, you go from M'chati Nezik Nezik Shalim.
What's the problem for Rashi explaining to the Stalin of the Gemara, or is it two different Rashi itself? I don't understand the Kasha.
The original question we're asking, Rashi?
What's the
Shita's Kasha? That Rashi's playing one side of the Gemara with Mishon, another side of the Gemara is
Metzorche.
Not the two sides of the Gemara? No, it's not the side of the Gemara. No, what is the case? Are we talking about Mishon and Metzorche? There's two Lashonis in Rashi. What is the Gemara Shaila? Are we talking about Shoshino of Tzoris or Metzorche of Tzoris? The shalv yesh ado, ain ado. Is it by tzoris that's mishuna or by tzoris that's orche?
So if I say that it's regal.
But to say that one side is mishuna and one side is orche, it makes no sense. Whether it's orche mishuna, we have two tzadim. Is the yesh ado tzoris and ado tzoris? Each one. But you can't say that, oh, the yesh ado is by mishuna and ain ado is by orche. It makes no sense. You have to explain two tzadim in each side. And he's washing. So, says the Ben Peretz. So this makes no sense to say that when the Gemara says "tol the regel," what the Gemara means is that regel there's no hadah by regel. There's no hadah by regel. It's nezik shalom by tzuris is chafin nezik. Maybe it's yesh hadah. Okay, nira. Dachi perusha. I do matol the regel who perish. Nav orche, vafil pamachas hayroi lechayv nezik shalim kimoi beregel gufe the mud mitchilasa yehu dokoich gufe dami. He's saying b'etzem, and this is like beferish not like a baruch bar, yeah. Beferish not like a baruch bar. He says b'etzem tzrayris koich gufe. So b'etzem, it's a mud mitchilasa, and you should have to pay nezik shalim. You should have to pay nezik shalom. Well, I just got a good fight. But fill hachi. Also, hilchasam, the garate, the chatzin nezik, the afkem in nezik shalom, the tukarate, the shalom, made the chatzin nezik. Even though it should, I'll be ikir din pay nezik shalom, Nochman Shuvin says no. Right? Wait until the Gemara Pshuta. It's like, it's not a chiddush b'etzim there. Like, you know, since we have Rebbe Baruch Peres said his things, now everything anyone knows Gemara Kapshuta is that's a chiddush, right? It's like trying to remember what, like, what's about. Yeah, he's going to say like Rosh. This is like the yeah, saying Beferish. That's the thing. It's Beferish. He says Kaif Gufa. He speaks it all out. Namish. It's all just a sign. That's not the main point that I want from this my parents. Hachi Nami Neima. The Afkin Hilchasim and Ezek Shalim Ba'ada because there's cause of the Olein Laisif. So he says to Ben Peretz, the tzad of the Gemara that it's keregel, a tol de regel, is not saying because regel does no adah. That's ridiculous because regel does no adah because nezek shalom. Tol de regel is saying that just like the Torah, not and this is different than Rashi, yeah. Rashi said because it makes no sense. It's tol de regel because it's already orche. It's already mu'ud. So what's shaykh to make it more of mu'ud is already mu'ud. The Ben Peretz is not saying that. If Betz would be shaykh, shaykh go mechatzin as nezik shalim. But for the same halach ma'ishu zina, it tells me that although it's supposed to be nezik shalim, we're going to knock it down to chatzin nezik. That same halach ma'ishu zina applies, put it on that table if you want. That same halach ma'ishu zina applies. That same question applies to tzoris that has hadah. So what are you telling me? It makes sense that when something's chatzi nezik, after three times it becomes nezik shalom. That's the din of hadah. Hadah has nothing to do with becoming a mu'ud. Hadah has to do with going from chatzi nezik to shalom. Makes perfect sense to say that it was chatzi nezik, three times later, nezik shalom. Wonderful. But For the same reason why the first time around, which anyway was supposed to be Nezek Shalem, the Lach Mashmir says, no, it's not Nezek Shalem, it's not Nezek Shalem, it's Hilch of Tzairis. So for that same reason, fine, what are you telling me? Oh, you know what? Hey, guys, it should be Nezek Shalem. Shkayach, Lach Mashmir says, Chatzin Nezek. So that's what my parents say. That's what I'm saying. I don't tell the regel that just like that by Tzairis itself, the Lach Mashmir knocks it down. So now there was miyud. Now there was hadah. Why did the Lach Mashmir knocks it down?
How does that answer?
No, why?
What?
How does that answer that? The Lach Mashmir.
Why was that Lach Mashmir?
He'll say Lach Mashmir. It was only by the first time. Only by one time. Only by Tzairis. Only by Tzairis. Fine.
After three times, still Lach Mashmir. Why does it make more sense
than the first? Because you're saying that there's a loch machine stole a bet that's chatzin nezek, yeah. But the loch is something that's chatzin nezek becomes nezek shalom.
That's interesting.
The connections to
regel.
Yeah, but what if regel is not just in case of toros?
The connection to regel is that's orchei. I didn't tell the regel pirish. They have orchei. The Hab Orchei, the first time. And that it's like Rashi. The taich of the words, what does the words mean? Told the regel. It's not saying, oh, it's told the regel. So, told the regel, there's no hadah. It's saying, no, it's told the regel, meaning it's Orchei. So, but then there's a difference between Meir Peretz and Rashi. Rashi learns that it's Orchei, and therefore it's not Shayach Hadah. Meir Peretz learns it's Orchei, and therefore, for the same reason why the first time the Halach Mashmir knocked it down, so too, even the third time the Halach Mashmir knocked it down.
Forget that the Halach Mashmir Sinai only tells us that it's by the first time. Where does he get it?
Well, first of all, he's not discussing that, right? He doesn't discuss that. The Rambam never tells him that it's that. Oh, what's that? Maybe in the piece before? But he said, Kerem that mean Lapirish. But Sarah said, Yeshino Nicha. But Gam Kiorchi, Yeshu, the Mysla Kerem. Kamay Shavu, Lin Chatzin Ezek. I don't want to tell you. Kan Raya. Yeshino Nami. He doesn't really say too much. I'm okay, I don't know. I have to think about that now. What's the other side? Kerem, what's the Kerem that mean Allah? Don't know. Agapanam, so Ben Perez goes on to say, so he says, fine, this is all nice, this is all fine and wonderful, I'm talking about the second Lashon of Rashi, that's Orchei. But Ben Perez himself said, like Taisvis, which we didn't see yet, that the Gemara shouts by both. And Rashi has two Lashon, either this or that. Ben Perez learns by both. So now, so he says, Tainach, the tzad of the Gemara Shaila, it's Orchei, as he say that Tzairis of Halach Mashmir says that whatever it was supposed to be Nezek Shalom, that it knocks it down from Nezek Shalom to Chatzin Nezek. So fine, but what about when is this Orchei? It's Orchei, just like the first time it knocked it down. So they're mostly knocked it down. Bibi telling me, yeah, that it's Karen. Bibi telling me it's Mishuna. So what's more? What's Gemara's teres? The regel, the told the regel. Hot heinach teres gerchai yoshayach shapra haytaima the pishna. Ava deshinoi ma'ek lameima that boy gam deshinoi the pishna. Yishloim the chamakum kamar the haba talia. Okay, the chivon, the regel, the told the sayin. Here it says in my parish, we're going to the next level. Just like we say by regel, the Talmud is saying that it's orche right away. Right, so that's like Mishuna gimel pamim brings it to the level of orche. Meili says. I feel like after Hilchos Medina Hadah, the regel mitchilasai. So now, just like the Lach Mashmir Sinai tells me that even though Be'etzem it should be Nezek Shalem, and even after or Kolshkin after three times, but yeah, we say the Lach Mashmir says that since it's Shiris, it gets knocked down. So here's the knage, says up there, Achinan Akim din Adod, the Karen Gilpamim, the Nitna Locha, Shleil Hoysim Al Khatsi Nez Litrairis, Bashil Shum Hada. The Pasuk is, the Halacha Moshe Sinai is telling me that Tzrayrus can't pay more than Chatzi Nezek. So in other words, just like by a regal, yeah, it's telling me that even though it should pay Nezek Shalom, Tzrayrus doesn't. So then the Gemara understands, and it's been told the regal, here it's a little bit stretched, but I told the regal, so we say over here also, even though it's Karen, One second. Even though it's Karen, still pays Chatzin Ezek. Why? Because you know this is Rebbe Peretz is Negeya. What we're speaking about in Rashi. What's the tzad? Tzad. This is another tzad. Why is it? Because even though it's saying the tzuris of Karen, it's saying that the dins that tzuris pays Chatzin Ezek is by all mazikin. It's by all mazikin. Because the Loch Mashiach of Tzara says that just like by Regal, the Hanitman Halacha, Shloi Lohaisif Al Chatzi Nezek Betzrairis, Beshvil Shom Hada. Just like by Regal, it told me, there's three stages over here. That regular Regal, it tells me, No Shemi Nezek Shom, Tzara says Chatzi Nezek. The next Knech is that even when it was a Yayid, we say, still the Tzara is telling me, that it pays Chatzin Ezek because it's Tzareres. So even though you're Miayit, it still pays Chatzin Ezek. Then we go on to the next level and say, who are the Mekarim? Who are the Mekarim? We understand from the Halacha, it's just like we say by Hadav Regel. We say the Halacha tells me that it goes down, so too by the Hadav Karen. Hadav Karen is no difference. There's no difference because it's a service, it goes down.
So what is he saying?
Someone says, but if he's about it, it's Karen. If he's about it, it's Karen. About it's Karen. Nervas, the Loch Mashvina tells him, the Loch Mashvina was said across the board.
So Rashi says that the din that Chatzin Ezek becomes Nezek Shalom is like a din in Yizakhin. So is he saying that these are in Yizakhin, or is he saying that din of Rashi is not true?
Rashi says what?
Rashi says in the second lesson that there's a din in Yizakin, just like Stam. Like,
I don't mean din in Yizakin.
The din of Chatzin Ezek is that it becomes Nezek Shalom after three times.
So for what?
So when he's arguing in Rashi.
No, he's not. That's before the Halacha Moshe Tzareres. That's before the Halacha Moshe Tzareres. He's the one that understands it completely that you go.
Right, so fine. So what's he saying the Halacha Moshe is doing? Is it negating that rule by Tzareres or taking Tzareres out of the...
No, it's saying that something becomes Nezek Shalom, or this is something is Nezek Shalom, but Chilah by Tzareres, it knocks it down.
So is it that Tzareres is a different Chatzin Nezek, or is that the Chatzin Nezek never becomes Nezek Shalom?
His Lashon is, Afkim din Adad the Karen, the Gimel Pamim, the Nitin Halacha, Shloi Lohaisif al Chatzin Nezek B'Tzareres, Hashul Shem Hada. Loi Lohaisif.
Just regular Chatzin Ezek, it just never gets.
That's right. Never moves on. Some people don't move on. I just had a shtickle ha'ara in Ben Peretz. On the Gemara of Gimel, and the Gemara said, Gemara is wondering where's our Papa? I'll say, Mlav Ke'etzeben, I'll say, Tzumat Tzreiris. What does the Gemara say? Tzumat Tzreiris of Regia. And he's talking about the Falsiyam Lapyaitse by Rego. Where's that by Tzreiris? Yeah? So the question is, we discussed this question. If you hold the Tzreiris by Karen, then it should be. Why are we saying that their papa was talking about Tolsey Malkiyos by Regal, by Karen also, by Shane also? He's looking for Rashi. It's not Shrek. We'll feed the other Shrek.
Why isn't
Shrek
right
now? You tell me. So my parents over there asks this question. I'm Muslim, and not me. There's no Shrek by Karen. I'm Muslim, and not listening? Now I told the Karen, when Mishalma El Ravi Nezek. El Mishun the Boy Ilkaman. So the Betzim, you know, he goes into Ravashi of Yesh Shinui Le Ravi Nezek. Yesh Shinui Le Ravi Nezek. So he says that could be an Akamina, right? He says, since the Gemara is of my Lifshtil, we left it alone. Yeah? Again, he wants to know. The Gemara says the regular. Why is that the regular? The Chorus by Karen also. Karen says, but by Karen, it's telling him, Ash and Shiloh. And if the Gemara leaves Karen and we go to Reg. We go to Reg. Now, I don't understand. According to what we just saw in Ben Parrots, even now, if you're Ravashi, it's Negeya, the fact that the Shrider is. By Karen. By Yeshadol Tsaris. Well, that's good for Shah. That's all in Rav Shah. When the Yesh, I mean, Rav Haray, Rav is Masupik. One second. Rav is Masupik. If Yeshadol Tsaris and Adol Tsaris. So just like in Ravashi it's a Suffolk, Rav is also a Suffolk, so maybe that's why Ben Peretz doesn't, but again, but he only asks it, still sherry, he only asks it al Tzavashi. Again, my parents has a question. Gemara says that what's the same of Gatesbem? Suma Rego. Yeah? Tzavashi. So my parents, and the Kasha asks, should be asked itself, that why the after Rego? We'll learn also give Tzavashi over the learning Tzavashi now, and we see that Tzavashi is not only by Rego. Right? Gemara is a child of Yesh. And the Marashah Yeshil Tsarius, Marashah Yeshil Tsarius. There's two ways you can ask this question. I, Tsarius, is Negev by Karen, not only by Regal. And they'll say, Mavkeitzibai, is Negev either Rabashi Yesh Lurvia, Litsarius, Yeshil Tsarius Lurvia, or in Rava, that by Shani V'yayid, by Shani V'yayid, that you still pay Chatzin Nezek, Lefi with that side in Rava. So why do my parents only ask from Ravashi, and not from Rava, where my parents just learned now? Because if you learn, there's a side of that this Shrider is by Karen. Saw that Idilma told the Rego, and Perez explains that for the same reason that Lachem Shin knocks down by Rego and by Yid of Rego, it also knocks down Yid of Karen. Right? So I mean, the Chorus it's Karen.
What is that?
Told? The Chorus it's Karen.
Why is it told?
It's Karen. Why is it told of Karen? It's told of Karen.
Why wasn't Rego? Just because of Lachem Shin.
What?
Without Lachem Shin, it's regular Karen, right? So just because Lachem Shin prevents it from moving on, does that make it a told?
It's told of Karen because it's why is it told of Regal? Why is it told of Regal? Why is Shreya told of Regal?
Because I just find that Regal the dinim of payment are different.
Why is it told of?
Because it's Chatzin Ezek.
It's told because it's Chatzin Ezek?
I don't know. I'd rather watch it. I don't know why. It's
why is it told of?
I don't know.
It's Pasha told her because it's not good for you. No? Why is Shreya told of Rego? And not Rego itself?
For the same market, because the din is different.
What?
The din is different. Why should it matter if it's not different?
No, that doesn't make it different. That doesn't make it told because the din is different.
Because?
It's told because. Even Schliff and all that's told her. So, Koshke and Kaycha, no? It's told because it's bad, but it's a told though.
The thing on
his
head.
Derech Hilucha, Besayer Derech Hilucha, Be'ukiv Shalev, Be'shlif Shalev, Be'pumish Shalpir, Zog Shabbat Savara. Is that enough for you? That's why it's told, okay. So it's told. So Kaich is also is a told. What do you want? It's not a told because Allah is different, it's a told because it's told though. What? Okay, fine. That's my ha'ara under my parrots. Why does it only ask the kasha from Ravashi? According to the way we just learned of the Ben Parrots, it would seem that Hashayel to say mafki yitzibay. They should apply to the Karen is even in zin lefirah. Now, zot maraita. We just said that's machlek. Is there blaz? Yesh dolatzaris. Zok Rashi. Elhod by Rav. Yesh dolatzaris. Kirchayu. See Rashi's favorite napshat. Kirchayu. The Moson Shalosh Pam and Yamin given him his dim the Kamaisim Sham Chatzinezek. The Karen. The Karen and the Daminova. Let's skip the pensive for a second. I didn't make him the told directly. The Urchayu. Ein lamada. Kivan told the regli. Rashi is referencing the Gemara of Kivan told the regli. The ha orchehu. Ein lamada. The Rashi. The Rashi later also right. There's no ada. Tom is the makamaisa yai. There's not shaykh ada. Okay. Mishal melchatzin nezik. First time it's ready muid. Now it becomes a mu'ud, can become more of a mu'ud, and it's already a mu'ud. Therefore, it doesn't go up. That's the second side of the Gemara. So, Bekitzer, the way the Gemara is suggesting now, the Firava, that we shouldn't have to bring in Rav Tarfon. The way the Gemara is suggesting is that Rav is talking about the Machlokes Guf is, and the reason why Rav pays Nezek Shalom. Is because Shani B'Yayid is Yeshada, not because of Tarfin. If Shani B'Yayid, Yeshada, the reason why it's Magufay is. The reason why it's Magufay?
Satan.
What? Satan can't matter this, thank you. Yeah, someone's listening. Okay. But Gemara, I'm a charaba. Kim Bayerli, Lididi, Alib Rabbanan. Please lay the Samachis. Avacha, Ben Abaz, Kisubha Svirlu, Namas Rez Nedek Shalom, Shalom, the time of Lan Rabbanan, Chatzinez, and Shalom Blay Yayet. So, the Iker Chiluk the Gemara is making is that Rav is saying, not Sumchas Rabbanan. That's not Iker thrust of the Gemara's Teretz. You know, the Gemara seems to be saying that. Gemara says that Alid Rabbanan, Kibar Alid Rabbanan. Alacha, Ben Rabbanan, Ben Simcha, Ben Rabbanan, Simcha's Relay. That seems to be Iker part of the Gemara's Teretz. That's not true. The Iker Teretz of the Gemara is that Rava, that said that Rava was, that's Mesupik. It's talking about when it's Yayid. Mashengen over here, and then he has to be talking about only if you're Rabbanan, because if you're going to Simchas, then it's Nezek Shalom anyway. So you're not going to go past Nezek Shalom. So we're talking about Yesh Dol Tzorer, the whole Yesh Dol Tzorer is obviously only going for the Rabbanan for a tactical reason, because if you're Simchas, you're paying Nezek Shalom anyway. But the point of the Gemara is, and when he says that here we're going the feast Sumchis, Allah Ben Bar Ben Bar the Sumchis Virlu, Don Matres Nezik Shalom Mishalim, the time of Mayim Rabban Chatzin Ezek, so why is the Chatzin Ezek over here? The Shani V'loi Yayin. So the Iketaris of the Gemara is that Shani V'loi Yayin. Okay? And that's why I don't know the adults, right? Because here the reason why you're paying Chatzin Ezek is because of Shinui, and the reason why you're paying Nezik Shalom is because of Rav Tarfon. Now, so here, Rashi and Taisus both have a problem. So then, why are we saying that we're going that both are blaz and rabbanan are holy fisumchas? Why are we saying that? Why can't we just do the same thing? They're both going to feed the rabbanan. They're both going to feed the rabbanan. That whole tzeres chatzinezek. And it's Shani over here. And that's why if you're Tarfin, you pay Nezek Sholem, it's Karen. And if you're Rabbanan, you pay Chatzin Nezek. And it's Megufa because it's Karen. Tarfin pays Megufa. The Gemara's going to ask me a question in a second anyway. Why if you're Tarfin, you pay Megufa? The Gemara's going to answer that. But why do we need simchas for? That's the big question on the sugya.
Doing the Rashi's problem.
What?
Doing the Rashi's problem.
So that's Rashi's teretz. Right. Says Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. I'm the Chorok. You can borrow the leader of Bana and the plea of the simchas. Look at the fish. Look at the barashina. Vachas vila ben. The Rabbana ben. Abayaz ka simchas. Uvizim the kamayis ha kamiflagi. It's not shani v'yayin. There's no yayin over it. It's the first time around. The Kamer of Lazen has a shani rabban amri chatzin ezek. Uvizim the shani v'tzeres v'gonshizar ha-kelev ha-kelz b'yod ha-alagadish. This is difficult Rashi. Here Rashi says, what's the case of shani? Rashi says, through it. Rashi number Aleph, which is really the same teretz as this, you know, basically the Gemara's teretz, by the way, is reverting back to the pshat we said originally in what the machlekes was when he said there was no raya to Rav Shaila Magufai, because that korche it's Magufai because here it's shani, right? So it's great, really what Gemara is doing now is really going back to that teretz. So it's very odd that over here Rashi says the shini was took it in its mouth and put it down. Here Rashi the shini is there through it. B'shon b'tzrayos again. Shazar chalas biyad al gadish. That's the shini. Yeah. All right. So we'll have to. I don't want to go into that right now. Maybe we'll get back to this question.
Different premise.
That's the answer. Different matters. Okay.
We can take it out.
Any problem? Yeah. Just criticize it. Whatever you want.
We'll find that zero.
We'll find that
zero.
Don't find that zero. Oh, good. So, yeah, that was really confused. Chiv on the lab, how many tzeres go chayu? Have told the carrot. See, here again, Rashi says clearly. Yeah. If it's shown, have it told the carrot, right? Tzuris, Mishun Rash says, Habitol Tekera. Straight up. Right? Like he did in Amin Aleph. Yeah. Hilkoch Rabbanu Chatzin Nezek Umigufay. One second. Hilkoch Rabbanu Chatzin Nezek Umigufay. Rablazar kept tarifin, Mishun Rabbanu Nezek, Mishun Nezek Shalom. Nichle, the Rab, look me, the Rabbanu Rabbazar Gesamches. Because they're going to say that tzeres le'ishinoi, the banan hold this rabbanon of Blazer, hold like the rabbanon of some, because that's chatzi nezek. Then it's not so passionate that it's chatzi nezek. Why? Even the bechiorche smir lo rabbanon the pliyle esimun chatzin nezek on the mishal mesulai mil mitzvah deishin esir lo deishin lo rivin nezek the way mashal come up is lo rivin nezek. So in other words, to say does that sign our mishnah that's talking about shani lo yayin and we hold like rabbanon that deishinu that the rabbanon that serves chatzin nezek, then you run into the problem of. Or Rashi's question that maybe it should be Rivin Nezek. In different words, Rashi doesn't say it that way, but Taiz does say it that way. Taiz doesn't pay him Lama Dachal Lama Samachus, Taiz is over here, non days. Yeshlaim, Mishun, the Yabonim, Kay Tishin, Dain Shin, Lutzer, Rivin Nezek. So Taiz says it, meaning, if you're going to say the Mishnah talking about Shinui, and you hold your Bonon, then the Gemara should be Paisha the Shaila. Ravash should be Paisha the Shaila. Gemara should be Paisha the Shaila, based on what we just said now. So that's why he says first there is like Rashi. That basically it's just that you want to avoid that whole issue of Shinui with Tzeres and Rivin Nezek. Teretz gives another Teretz. That interesting Teretz. That perhaps what we said, there are blood holding paraffin, that might not work if we hold like the Rabbanan. That Tzeres is Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because Rav Tarfin learns it out from Regel. Daf Kashay, not Regel? Okay. It's irrelevant. And therefore, so that works by regular, if we're not Tumat Shreiris. If we're Tumat Shreiris, I'm going to Rabbanan. We say it's Chatzin Nezek, then where do we get Nezek Shalom in Rav Tarfin? What does Rav Tarfin say? It's Kal V'chaimer, right? Shein Regel is Potter Nishrab. It's Chayiv Nezek Shalom, which is a Nizek. Kol Shein Karen, which is Chayiv Nishrab. Kol Shein Chayiv Nishrab Nizek Nezek Shalom. So it means that the base of all Kal Vachomer, where do we get the Nezik Sholim from? Because Shein V'Regel, which is a Nezik, is Chayim Nezik Sholim. But if two Matzrayers and Matzrayers, you don't pay Nezik Sholim, if you're Chum of Samchis, then you never get the Nezik Sholim if you're a Tarfin.
That's right.
Right,
you make a
deal
that the current
would
be
Nezik
Sholim,
but it's not the current. What? With whom at Tzrayer is.
Right.
So everything has to do with Tzrayer. The thing that you're learning out for Shem Bregel also has to be a case of Tzrayer. And if you feed the Rabbanon of Samchis, it's Chatzin Nezik. If you hold like Samchis, it's Nezik Sholim. So you can make the Kal V'Chaimer. If Tzrayer is of Shem Bregel, it's Patrish Rabbah. Pays Nezik Sholim Shanizik, Koshkin Karen of Tzrayeris, which is Chayim Shizrabim, Koshkin pays Nezik Sholim Shanizik. But if Tzrayeris pays Chatzin Nezik, then he lost all Kal V'Chaimer. There's a very nice teretz. Let's read it inside. Mishlam, the Mishum, the Ikar Banan, Kain, Tifshit, the ancient Tzrayeris, Rabbi Nezik. Of all, Idi Tzrayeris, Kirchai, Yizber, Eloz, Chatzin Nezik, Rabban, Tzrayeris, Adesh, Shinui. But he's Chayim Nezik Sholim, Afgat, the Sabbath, Tarfin. Why? Look, Kal V'Chaimer. Chiv the Mitzrayim Shem Regel, Mechatzin Nezik, and Misham Mechatzin Nezik. Kam Mitzrayim the Kerala Yisham Kim Mechatzin Nezik. We wrote Laham the Rabbanon. Amokim Gacheles, Danche Nuche Al Godish, Veshino the Nichle El Meim, and Misham Mechatzin Nezik Kol Godish. So we want it to be a case of Tzrayris. We want it to be a case of Tzrayris. In the case of Tzrayris, then they have to hold like Sumchis in order that a Tarfish can hold Nezik Sholem. The question is, why does Rashi hold not like this? And is Rashi's whole problem is only Rashi and not Reb Tarfin? I'm not sure why. What's wrong with Teis Chesh? Why Teis is a great Cheshbin? If Tarfin held like Rabbanan, then it couldn't be Nezik Shalem, Vishus, and Nezik. We'll go back to Teis before. More than Chilasai, Mishamatle, Elgin is trying to be Ayah. Called Zed. It was a frustrating Zugir, but I love it. Zugir is a country. The Girsa, see, it's important, I think, to know in Taisus that Taisus is handling Girsa's Rashi as opposed to necessarily Rashi. Let's see what I mean in a minute. Then the Gersa's Rashi is Kagoin to Shani B'Yai. There's this Lishna Kama of Rashi. The Gersa of the Gemara, the suggestion that we're making is Shani B'Yai. Umafarish. Kim the Yayid. Hoder Havlek Yorche. Yehechi. The Betzroiris. Kiorchayu. Shmod Mitchos Chatzin Ezek Vesulai. Anami. The Shani B'Yayid. The Chon Memur Mitchilasai. Then the Altarius, that's the Rabbanon hold. Shashina Behem. Meitani the Mishal Megufei. Al Mitzrayas Georchei. Nami Megufei. Because the Iyaya just brought it up to the Orchei. So it must be that Orchei also pays Chatzin Nezek. Metivsha the Rava. Kasha. Heichi Pasha. How the Rava. Dil Mitzrayas Georchei. Me'aliyah. When it's mamish tzaras korche, maybe we hold like that side of Rav, it's Maliyah. Aval heichad ishani, afal gabdi ayin, mishalem migufay, titzad tamus, v'mekayim oimedes. Okay? What's the problem? What? What kind of sad times are you doing? What are you saying over here? What's the case? What's the case? Roshani v'yayin. Tzrayeris, Roshani v'yayin, and put it up to Chatzin Nezek. Yeah? Meaning, whatever, it's Chatzin Nezek. Even though it was three times, it's still Chatzin Nezek.
Okay.
It's like Orche. Rashi is like Orche. It's like, okay. That's not the place now to tell me that Rashi says Orche is weird. thank you. You're forgiven.
This time. Hey,
what?
We're trying to prove that he paid min aliyah. But it became orche.
One second.
It became orche. And that's why I pay, and that's why that's why he's only paying chatzi nezek. Right? Because Tzairis pays chatzi nezek. Right? There's no ha'adah by Tzairis. He pays chatzi nezek. Yeah? I said, this is orche. So the question is, where is the satam coming about this? What kind of satam? We're going to Satam. Why? How do you know that it's Satam or something?
I don't
know the question.
It's only Satam.
One second. Why is it only Satam? It's Urchei. It's like Regal. You pay Chatzinez, the Halacha Mishnah knocked it down.
Okay, so
why is it Satamus? Why is it Satamus? Why is Satamus?
What should it be?
It's a mu'ud. It says they pay Chatzinezek.
Okay, so it's a Satamus. What's the
point? Why is it Satamus? Maybe it's a Sat mu'ud they're paying. How do you know it's a Satamus they're paying?
You can't pay Sat mu'ud without paying Satam.
The Varim Bezeh Stumim V'chasumim. Says the Pnei Yeshua. The mind in Satam was Lakan. The Alibi Rabbanon Kaiminon, the Sviril who ain't had all its writers. We're not going for your view that Satam is kind of madness, right? Necessarily. This is the territory of the Gemara. What? Are we? Do you know anyone else who says Satam? One second. Tais doesn't say. The Rabban the Kaimina. The Sviril ain't adults right. We get a dying Kulay Tamu. So the question over here is, why is Tais assuming that we say it's Satam and become mad? It's okay.
Maybe from Ms. Thomas is supposed to let it Talmud.
What?
Maybe from Mr. Thomas is supposed to Talmud.
Yeah. How do we know that they're paying the Satam is not Talmud?
Because
it's a mood now.
It's a mood.
He doesn't realize it.
Okay?
Because, first of all, the way we saw the Rebbein Peretz, listen carefully by yourself. We saw the Rebbein Peretz, and the Peretz we explained the Gemara, that it's the second side of my Dumma told the Regel. Explain the Tazer Rebbein Peretz. How's that even talking about Shani V'yayib? Tradition of Kama Rashi, that's when it's Karen. So he says, just like by Regel, that even though it did it three times, it should pump it up to Nezik Shalem. He says, no, it can't go there. So too, by Shani V'yayin, it also stops it in its tracks and doesn't let it move. Yeah? Because it's Tzairis. So, in that nusach of the Rebbein Peretz, that it's stopping it in its tracks, so then, Fakeret, Hilkul Alam, we say, Satam is coming by this. Because that's the whole point of Halacha. The whole point of Halacha is, it doesn't move on from being from a Tam Tamuid. That is what the Halacha Majesty of Chatzin Ezek observes, that when it's Kaichai, it can't get there. That's what Rebbein Peretz says. It can't get there. So therefore, if he's there, it's Kavaldir. Tais is saying Satam is, it's not even not Kavir Yehuda. Here, everyone's going to say Satam is coming back. Here, it's not only the Lachmash, it's only the Satam is that you're paying over here. Firmin and Peretz. Firmin and Peretz, right? Firmin and Peretz, what was the nosach of Adilma told the Regel? And just like by Regel Zorche. And just like when it was Regel did it three times and should have gone up to Nezik Shalei. We say, no, Moshe says, no, can't go there. So too, by Karen. But what was Lach Moshe telling me? They can't go over, it never gets to the Nezik Shalom. So that's how Tam was coming at this. Even if you're Yehuda. So here have a Chetimtza. Yeah, ask your riddle. Where do you have a case of Sat Thomas, Mukai Medes, not a fear of Yehuda? This is Taisvis. Now that's what I was thinking, the Nusach that was sent by parents. Reb Leib also deals with this question, and he wants to use the Dirk that we discussed yesterday and today in the Rashi. But when Rashi learns that what is the Tzad of the Gemara? Yeah? What is the Tzad of the Gemara? And the Lishna Kama of Rashi. What's the Tzad of the Gemara? What does it mean? Told the Regel. Right? So when Rashi in the Rif, it says, what does it mean, told the Regel? It's Regel. Right? That meaning, Tzor is only by Regel, not by Karen. Right? Cold, Tzor is Regel. Meaning, even Tzor is of Karen is really Regel. Right? Right? But Rashi, we said, what did we say in Rashi? That no. Rashi saying it's a limud, it can't be more chamor than regel.
Rashi says it goes out.
What's that saying? Hai nami, nishani v'yayid, lai chamor mimuid mitchilasai, vein adol etzrayris, sheshin abem. Yeah? So what does it mean? It's like chamor. So Zakir Blaine, you mean the Taisis? Yes, the Taisis. I'm pretty sure. Oh, pretty much Baram Das Rashi. Uvonim hate the Taisis. The Ain Hadol Tzrayris, who loymishu the Nasib Emes Muid, Alok Megaras Chatsi. Takib comes a Muid, but Navas the Tzrayr knocks it down. Ela Da Ainim Ayel is Klala Vidachiv Nedek Shalim. But Rashi Mugub Mishalimu. Milkom Chatsi Nedek Tzrayris Mali Mishalim Kain. I've got a Da. So because he wants to say that when Rashi says it can't be more chomer, pshat is that it never became a mood. No, they can't. The din hadah, yeah, can't make it more chamor than keren, than regel. That's nuskan Rashi. It can't be more chamor. I mean, he knows hadah, yeah. But since it's even when it's by tzrayris, even if it's mamash mu'ud, pays chatzi nezek. So by keren, it can't. It can't become more common than that. That means, yeah, it's chatzinazik, right? That means, where Blade wants, he's really saying the same about Rabbi Peretz, but not the Rabbi, but the Rashi. What is the Havana of Rashi? It can't be more common, meaning it never gets past chatzinazik. That's the connection he's adding in Rashi. It never gets past chatzinazik. The Peretz, it never gets past chatzinazik. Male says Taisvis, it should be Tzad Thomas. If it never gets past Chatzin Nezek, then the Pshat is that it remains at Chatzin Nezek, so Pshat is it remains in its state of Tam. The Chiv of the first time, which is a Chiv of Tam, it never got past that. That is what it's saying. It can't be more Chomer, it can't get past that. The Pshat is it can't get past that. Okay, so then maybe that's why it's Megufay. That's why it's Megufay. Not because Urche it's Megufay, but because it's a Tam. That's the Aymik Havana of Taisis Kasha.
It's based on Rashi.
What? It's based on Rashi. Adra, right. Hitting Rashi on his own turf.
Rashi, you have to figure out how
the Tam is. Right. He's using Adra. Taisis is using Rashi to ask the Kasha. The way we said in Bay Parrots, it could be it's more simple. You're not that. It's not the way parents look where the Rain Parrots learns Pashan, they learn the Gemara, I deal with all the regal, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that we see from regal that even though it should go up, it doesn't go up. So what does that mean? Saying it doesn't go up means it stays where it is. If it stays where it is, then it remains in its state of tam. That's what that means.
You find that's in the basement of the parents.
Voila!